A picture is worth a thousand words, which isn't great when it's misinformation. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino. Technology is making it easier and easier to create and disseminate visuals. From text to image artificial intelligence models and sophisticated deepfakes to simple memes retweeted with a hashtag. Visuals are the lingua franca of the internet, but their potential to easily spread misinformation, particularly about health topics, make them especially dangerous to the public, according to an article published last year in the journal Science Communication. Andy King co-authored the commentary titled Missing the Bigger Picture. He's an associate professor of communication at the University of Utah. I asked him, what makes visual information unique?
Visual content is just, you know, it's more likely to be shared on social media. You're providing people heuristically with something that they may sort of buy into differently. And I think it's important also to note that, not all visual content is misinformation by itself. A picture may be an accurate photograph, but it appears in a message where it's recontextualized with verbal information, where then the total message unit, that multimodal message unit where there's a visual and verbal content together, is actually a misinformation sort of instance.
Are social media platforms doing enough to stop the spread of this kind of misinformation?
There's a number of challenges unique to visual content. And so, memes are another way that people can sort of convey visual information that sort of taps into something that we know already. If we're familiar with a meme template, right, it signals some meaning. And then the text that gets added to that meme template might seem harmless, but when it's combined with the meme template, might actually carry forward sort of a very problematic piece of information. And that's actually, again, another way that recontextualizing visual content can have an effect on people, is because people can make comparisons without actually stating them. And so an example of a visual recontextualization related to COVID-19 would be, there was a map that someone took and they juxtaposed it with another map. And one map was 5G coverage. The other map was COVID cases. And then they said, but there's definitely not a connection, right? There's not a link between 5G and COVID cases. Obviously, we could provide a lot of maps where we have population density essentially playing out with what's being covered by the maps. And so that is an example, again, of how sort of people are able to get past some of those monitoring with visual content.
What's at stake here when it comes to health misinformation?
Part of it is something that's been eroding for a long time, which is trust in certain institutions. I think it's serious, but I think that part of it is really about people's well-being and about people's anxiety about health and related topics, particularly when they're facing a diagnosis or prognosis that they're uncertain about. I also worry that health misinformation will exacerbate existing communication and health disparities that people experience that already lead to more negative health outcomes related to all sorts of social determinants and other structural factors like racism that have affected a lot of different populations over time. Potentially, misinformation is just going to exacerbate those issues even further.
Andy King is an associate professor of communication at the University of Utah. And now for some related links. The report Andy King co-authored has a lot more detail about visual misinformation and, of course, some visual examples of what he's talking about, which, fine, yes, are a bit difficult to explain in an audio conversation. So we'll link to that at our website, marketplacetech.org. The spread of visual misinformation related to the COVID-19 pandemic online doesn't seem to be slowing down. The Atlantic had a story last week about one of the slipperiest theories on Twitter, linking the death or medical crisis of high-profile people in the news with the COVID vaccine. And last year, we talked about the proliferation of deepfake celebrity videos on social platforms like TikTok, even though they're technically not allowed. Our guest Anjana Susarla, a professor at Michigan State, said while these may be legal because they are clearly satire, they raise a lot of questions about whether we have the tools, both legal and technological, to keep malicious deepfakes off these platforms. Even if it is weirdly fun to watch a fake Keanu Reeves perfectly slice a baguette with a sword in his kitchen. Rosie Hughes produced this episode. I'm Meg McCarty-Carino, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.